I'm Chrissy Kuiper. During the first surges of the COVID-19 virus in the United States in March and April, social distancing measures became mandates for most Tennesseans, and many medical professionals and insurance companies began making telehealth options more available for patients. That included mental health specialists who were looking for and using telehealth options to work with their patients. We spoke with three mental health clinicians who are now using teletherapy in their practices. Blair Cobb is a licensed clinical social worker.
So a lot of the people that I work with have severe depression and anxiety, bipolar disorder.
Cobb has been exclusively using teletherapy in her private practice since January. She made the switch to telehealth mostly because she wanted to make mental health treatment more accessible for people.
It doesn't mean that people have to take time off of work or commute time to an office, which is on average about an hour out of their day just in commute. They can really just log on in the comfort of their home or a really secure and private setting.
When COVID cases began rising in Tennessee, Cobb started helping other therapists make the transition.
I reached out to the therapist community in Knoxville and said, I had about 4 months to transition my practice, and you all have about 2 weeks. So I'd love to share with you all of the intensive trainings that I've done and help you through that process.
One of the 40 or so therapists that she helped is Logan Mahan, who began using teletherapy in his private practice in March. Mahan says the research he's done shows that teletherapy is as effective as in-person therapy, but there are drawbacks.
We do video conferencing so I can see their face, but you know, there's concern about, can I see all of those nonverbals that we depend on so heavily to have this close bond within the therapy room?
Rachel Ryan McMillan agrees with him. She is an art therapist in Blount County who is also new to teletherapy.
It's a lot harder to do the art part of the art therapy, but for me, it's at least been better than having to just wait an unknown amount of time before we meet again.
McMillan's greatest concern with using teletherapy was in finding a platform that complied with the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, commonly known as HIPAA, but she did finally find a service that works for her.
So it's secure, it's been fairly easy to use, and I've been able to keep up with the clients that have wanted to continue therapy through this video telehealth platform.
Cobb, Mahan, and McMillan all agree that the benefits for patients using teletherapy far outweigh any drawbacks. Logan Mahan says the experience of treating patients in crisis is especially beneficial now during the pandemic.
It's going to be a new frontier for all of us. And so we're working with what we already know about helping people with crisis, helping people with anxiety, significant depression, feelings of hopelessness, some of these things that might come up for people as they experience social distancing.
In March, most insurance companies opened up widespread coverage for telehealth, including mental health treatment. And some, like Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee, have made that coverage permanent. What was a new frontier for many mental health professionals just a few months ago is fast becoming the primary way they treat their patients. I'm Chrissy Kuiper, WUOT News.